Shalom and welcome back to the Daily Tzikas Hatzari Chabura. Today is episode 11. We'll be doing Os Yud Beis and Tzikas Hatzadik. And today's piece is also super relevant to the time period we find ourselves in, the Mei Elo leading up to the Yom Nuraim of Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. And today's topic, we'll be talking about Tshuva. Now, of course, Rav Sotok wrote an entire essay, a very long essay, called Takanas HaShavin, all about Tshuva. But today we're going to focus in this piece about his perspective on Tshuva. And like we said in the first episode, the first 38 pieces in Tzikas HaTzadik are using the Gemara and Brachos as a launching point to try to understand certain truths and ideas and insights into our spiritual lives and our journeys. And today's focus is going to be the fact that the Gemara in the very first Amud in the Masechta talks about the fact that when it comes to someone who's Tamei, so even though later on there's going to be a stage in which they bring their Korban called the Kapara stage, that's going to happen after, but before that, the end of their time period of being Tamei, whether it's could be a week or less, that person's going to be able to immerse into a mikvah and become Tahor, become purified. And Rav Tzadok is going to be playing upon this idea, the fact that these two different stages are distinguished, and in fact the Gemara is going to say that the Kapara is not indispensable for a person to become purified. And so Rav Tzadok is going to take that distinction and show how it highlights and sheds light about something about the tshuva process as well. So he says, "B'tshuva yesh beis inyanim." That when it comes to tshuva, there's two gestures. One is lahaba, v'tikun ha'avar. One is about changing our path in the future, and one is about trying to reshape or to rectify the mistakes of our past. And we see this from the fact that the paradigm for a tshuva process, he's using the example of someone who is impure, someone who's tamei, as the paradigm for tshuva. V'zehu taima shetzarch beis dvarim. This is why such a person needs two processes, tahara al-lahaba, to immerse into a mikvah, which is about, again, it's future-oriented. And the other is, don't worry, I'm going to come back to what's in the bracket, v'kapara, and the kapara, which is who l'takin ha'avar, which is about rectifying the past. So swinging back to this process of the future-oriented avoda, he says, but what do we do? We immerse into a mikvah. Mikvah b'mei hadas, to use the language that he had cited before in Os Vav, quoting, of course, the Rambam in his Sefer Mishnah Torah, that there's the mei hadas, that the mikvah is called the mei hadas, and of course the mei hadas is also a reference, a connection to Torah. Ein Torah el amayim, the Torah is metaphorized as water, that's the Torah. And the Torah serves as tavlin, umatzli mehaveros lehaba, which literally means that the Torah serves as a spice and a protector from committing any sort of averos and any varying off from Ritzon Hashem in the future. Of course, what he's doing here, as we said before, is Rav Tzadok is so well-versed. He has all of the rabbinic canon at his fingertips, and he's making these citations, these allusions. So the Gemara in Kiddushin gives the metaphor of the relationship between the Yetzirah and the Torah, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Yetzirah, and then he gave us the Torah as Tavlin, which of course it means a spice. And the way that it's explained, again, I heard this from one of my Rebbeim, that if we have certain drives that are implanted into us, and the Torah is the framework in which how we can actualize those drives, are really deeply rooted psychological and physical drives to able to live them out in a framework of Kedusha and of Ritzon Hashem. And just like when it comes to spicing our meat when we're making we're grilling or something like that, the spice isn't foreign. It's not antagonistic towards the meat, rather it's an enhancer. And so the life of Torah mitzvot in this metaphor is meant to be really enhancing, allowing us to actualize our potential of the natural disposition that we have, that we're created and we're born with. And so as he said, he has continued to say that the Torah serves as a way to redirect ourselves, as he says in the rest of the piece, Shahama'or machzer lemutav, that the metaphor of that spiritual light which is in the Torah goes health and it helps us course correct, it helps us again try to go to the next day, try to live in concert with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's values and his ideals. Like it says at the beginning of the Medrash on Eicha. And the reference being made here is that the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, "Va'osi azavu vesturasi lo shamaru," that we forsook God, and we then did not observe His Torah. And the Medrash comments, "Halavai osi azavu v'torasi shamaru." Oh, says God, he laments that if only we had forgotten God, but we had actually kept the Torah. And why is that? Not because believing in God isn't important, but rather what's the function of Torah? Says Rav Tzadok mitoch shehayu misaskim ba hamaor sheba hi machzirin lamutav. Because if we would really engage in a deep, sophisticated way with the Torah, the maor, the light, the illumination of Torah, its light, its values, its ideals, would return us back to the proper way of living life again. It would serve as that course correction. And now continue on this point of this future-oriented perspective of the tahara function of tshuva. Ukumosha amro betanah debeliyahu bemedrash, as it says in the collection Tana debeliyahu in the medrash in Vikaraba, shetshuva. That what's the definition of tshuva? Lamad daf aleph yilmod beis dapim. That if we're doing one thing, you know, at a certain level or threshold before, increase. We want more light, more goodness. Choosing the next right decision at a higher. At a higher threshold, realizing we have the ability to do more at a higher capacity. But like we said before, there's the second facet of the tshuva process, which is the kapara, the rectification of the past. And just before we go forward for a second, you know, Soloveitchik in his Ala Tshuva actually also discusses this twofold, this two aspects of tshuva, the tahara element and the kapara element. The kapara element being sort of like a quid pro quo, the technical things that we did. Whereas for Soloveitchik, Tahara, similar to Rav Tzadok, is this transformative reorientation of our lives that we're trying to seek during this time of year, really getting back in touch with the primordial values, the mehadas of the Torah and of Avodas Hashem. And so Rav Tzadok has a slightly different approach when it comes to the kapara. He says, L'chaper achet v'hu ayidei korban. He says the real true means of achieving kapara, achieving atonement, is through the korban. But to really, in the Ramban sense of what a korban is lehit karev, is to come close to that sense of what is atonement. It's at one-ment, to come to a sense of closeness and identification with God. Unfortunately, though, we don't have that opportunity to bring a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, though hopefully b'mehir v'yamin we will soon. And so what's left for us? The dugmaso tefillah otanis v'tzedakah. So one option is tefillah. Again, as we've talked about before, that tefillah can also be that transformative identification experience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and divine ideals. There's also tanis, which is fasting. And now already, this was a common feature of the tshuva process of the earlier Hasidim, the Hasidi Ashkenaz, the German pietists of the medieval period, who would do all these types of things and roll around in snow and jump into cold ice water in order to do this. But already the Baal Shem Tov, when he came to this world and was Megala his Or, and he revealed his light, that this type of approach isn't really appropriate for our generation. But of course, Tzadok is, at this point, trying to go from one world to the next, from the Lithuanian world to the Hasidic world, and he's bringing a certain Talmudic perspective that he does, as it says in the Gemara in Brachos, that Rabbi Zera, for example, held that fasting was an essential ingredient of his Avodas Hashem. And the last is, if we can't do that, in tzedakah, being able to give towards and connecting and supporting others is also an essential ingredient of connecting to God, connecting to ourselves. And so Rav Tzadok points out the Kaimlan, so we learn in the Gemara and Brachos over there, the Kapara, Lo Ma'akeves, that when it comes to the process of the purification, for example, of the Zav that the Gemara is talking about, so the Korban that the Zav has to bring doesn't serve to undermine the possibility of the person immersing in the mikvah and then being able that evening to partake in Truma. So we see that Kapara is not indispensable. And so what spiritual kernel does that hold for us? It says Rav Tzadok, why? Because the tshuva afilu hear her belibo harizet tzadik gamur. He says, he quotes again the Gemara in Kiddushin, that because when it comes to the tshuva process, about again reorienting ourselves of what do we want out of our lives, what do we want out of our relationship with God, then even when it comes to not our actions, but just a shift in a mindset, says the Gemara, now quoted by Rav Tzadok, that's enough to completely change our status in this world. And of course, the Gemara he's quoting is the Gemara in Kiddushin on Mem Tesem Beis 49b, that if a person tries to engage a woman and says, on the condition that I am a tzaddik, and in terms, in fact, he's actually either halachically or just sociologically a Rasha, he's a wicked person. So says the Gemara that they're married, because perhaps he had hear her tshuva, he had thoughts of tshuva, and that's enough to transform his identity both halachically, sociologically, and spiritually. So Rav Tzadok accepts that, but he wants to say that things are a little more complicated than that. As we talked about in the past, there are different facets and madrigos to our spiritual lives, in our spiritual psyche. And so says Rav Tzadok, v'zehu rak l'truma, this is only to the soul level that he's saying it's metaphorized, that used with the term truma, hamori min achol, again, the same shoresh, same root. The person is that part of ourselves which is completely detached from substantiality and materiality. Lihios al kopanim begeter tzaddik, that allows us to then enter in that aspect of our personality and our psyche, our soul root, to be in the status of a tzaddik. But when it comes to the part of our psyche which is metaphorized for a tzaddik as kachim, of la kachim, when it comes to that, harotza lihiskadesh, lios kadosh, tzarech gamkin larapes esakodam. To be someone who is a sacred personality, which is what we're all striving to become, kadoshim tiyu, right? We strive to become the kadosh personality. You will also have to engage the past. And you know, this is also brought up by Rav Tzadok, Rav Kook, and Rav Soloveitchik. Like, for example, as much as in Perek Beis of Arus HaTshuva, and in places in Alei Teshuva or Soloveitchik, where Elazar ben Dordaya is held up as this paradigm of the ability to transform ourselves in an instance. And that's true, and that's an amazingly high level of tshuva, of really returning to God. But if we don't completely transform the entire trajectory of our history, meaning that we don't deal with the mistakes and the wreckage of our past, then there's something missing in our new spiritual personality. Not to say that this approach isn't legitimate. It is. It's a very important approach. But at the beginning, it's much easier to, when we're trying to grow, to cut ourselves off from our past than trying to redeem and to rectify our past. And that, I think, is what Rav Tzadok is trying to get at. That in order for us to live this holistic spiritual life, we have to not just think about the future, about all the amazing things we want to do, the Torah we want to learn, the chesed we want to do, how we want to feel so close to God and davening, and just in general when we're walking in His world. But we also have to come to terms of the moments when we weren't like that, and when the mistakes we made and the opportunities we didn't capitalize on in the past. And then when we do so, we become healthier, more holistic spiritual personalities. But now Rav Tzadok shifts back and says, you shouldn't think that this is the only possibility. He says, V'tal yizman kabbalas omecho shamayim b'truma. There's a reason why the Gemara goes ahead and sets the kabbalas omecho shamayim, as we said, as this metaphor for a potent spiritual experience of the presence of God in our lives, with the truma, as we said before, which is truma, is the kapara lo ma'akev. That this re-engagement with our past to redeem it is not a necessary ingredient for us to have an amazing future Judaism and connection with God. Now, I'm not sure if Tzadok is getting here next, but I'll translate it together with you. V'kriyashma dehanu Torah. We know that the act of kriyashma isn't just a part of tefillah, it also serves as Talmud Torah. And how do we know that? K'dapirish Rashi sham, Resh brachos b'shem ha-Yerushalmi, as Rashi quotes the name Yerushalmi, which asks, why is it that we recite kriyashma in a synagogue, in a Beit Knesset? Says the Yerushalmi, because k'dei la'amod b'tefillah mitoch divrei Torah. In order for us to engage in the act of tefillah through the framework of Torah, and the assumption here being that the reference to the Torah is the recitation of Kriyat Shema. Like we see elsewhere, B'Shem Uben Menachot Tzadi Beis Mabeis, that there it says that if a person just recites Kriyat Shema in the morning and the evening, that's sufficient to fulfill their obligation of Talmud Torah during that day. And then he quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim. It says, with a Rasha, Amar Elokim, Malach HaLasaper Chukai, you're a person who's a wicked, who's veering themselves from the path of Avodas Hashem. Why are they engaging in the Chukim and the edicts of God? So at least maybe we could say that when we engage in Torah, which is such an important enterprise in our lives and the lives of every Jew, it's important to do it for the right reasons and the right mindset. To do so for the wrong reasons, the wrong mindset can have pretty destructive consequences, both for us personality-wise, but also in the world itself. But now again, hitting home this point, of miyach nitahir alahaba, when we make that decision to have a future Judaism, a future relationship with God, which is going to be passionate and committed, so haris etzadik gamar, we have the status of being completely righteous, and then therefore v'yachol akaba olmacho shamayim. And I think that's very important to recognize that yes, it is important in the larger picture of what happened yesterday and the day before that last year, but for today. For today's experience of our relationship with God, it's all about today. What do we want today to look like, the next moment to look like, and then we can have that Kabbalas Omacho Shemayim. So continuing to develop this theme, Rav Tzadok says, Rak Ha'erev Shemesh Tzarech. As the Gemara discusses, you only need the setting of the sun in order for that to then lead to the ability for this tamei person to immerse in the mikvah. So what does that reference? As of Tzadok, Dehainu She'aver Yomo, that the day passes. What does that mean? Shehaya tamei behir v'lav Hashemesh v'tara. V'zehu Shinoi Hazman. So now a new chapter is being written. It's a change in time, as we'll get to that in a second. Al derech haRambam kasev, like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva b'Shino Hashem. The Rambam writes that a person who does tshuva, one of the ways to do it is to change your name, because you're a new person, personalistically wise. You have completely shaped and changed your identity. Rav Soloveitchik writes about this a lot. But what Rav Tzadok is adding here is a completely different perspective on the concept of time. Time isn't unidimensional. It's not one-dimensional. There are so many different vectors that shape every single moment that we experience in our lives. And says Rav Tzadok, therefore, kolomar, eini omid achshav ba'oso zman u'gvul ke'esh nitmesi. That when I'm in this moment, the very next moment after we veered away from Ritzon Hashem, the entire framework of our lives is different. I'm no longer in that spatial vortex that I was before. We should be realizing that every single moment we stand in is completely a different context. And there's a lot of different things Kabbalistically that he's referencing here. I mean, first of all, the idea we say that comes to mind is, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates the universe not just every day, HaMechadesh B'chol Yom Tamid, it's rather every single microsecond, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recreating the world. So therefore, that's why tshuva is possible. It's not just shinoi shem, I'm changing my name, but shinoi hazman is so much more powerful because this second, the very second after we have an avira, is a completely new cosmos, and a completely new universe, a completely new and renewed relationship with God. This idea was developed in its greatest sophistication by the Rashash, Zechus Yogin Alina, the Rav Shalom Sharabi, the great Mekubal and founder of the Beit El Yeshiva dedicated towards Kabbalah, who takes the very complicated and sophisticated system of the Arizal that's discussed in the Eitz Chaim and shows how really every single second, the entire system of thousands and thousands of pages is occurring every single second. All that tikkun, all those different divine processes and the role we play therein is happening every single second. And so therefore, this new perspective of time is so empowering to say that, okay, that happened even a second ago, but now I'm a completely new person. Everything has been revivified, renewed, and therefore I have a new opportunity. And the other important lesson he takes from here is Vishimsha Mimela Arva. And the process of the sun setting is a natural process. It happens automatically. There's no external output or input to it. And so therefore he's saying this process as well, of this renewing, this revivification, this new opportunity that we were just describing, that happens also naturally and automatically. And how does that happen? Because that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the cosmos. Ayidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki el malei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozro, that if we didn't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would be rudderless. He's quoting here the Gemara in Kiddushin that says, Ve'in ala adam ela rak letzapos ez rasu yisbarach. It's only on us to be waiting, to be anticipating, to live in that life of anticipation for that support, that presence, that relationship with God. And relearning this piece with you today has really inspired me in my own perspective and attitude for tshuva as we lead up to the Yom Ha'arayim. So I hope that's done that for you as well. I hope you have an amazing Shabbos.